Took a lot, you know, ups and downs as a rookie, but I mean, towards the end, I felt like I was getting better and progressing, so you know, I just can't wait for next season now.
There's a lot of just confidence. You get out there and you have to go one-on-one against some of the best sometimes, and now you've got this under your belt. How much difference does that make on to the next year?
I mean, it makes a lot, you know, makes a huge difference. Having a new challenge each week, you know, I kind of know what to expect now for next season. But, you know, just over time, getting those reps obviously gets you better, you know, going against the best. So I can look forward to that next year.
Eric, there was a kind of a – is he a cornerback or is he a safety feeling about you from some observers coming in? From your standpoint, over the course of the season, do you now – you know, have you – you feel like a cornerback in the NFL?
Yeah, I mean – going against like Calvin and Deshaun and Sammy Watkins, I mean, you know, I got to feel like that now. So,
was there a doubt in your mind or a question in your mind how they were gonna use you early on?
Well, I got drafted, but then after when they told me when I came in here, then there wasn't a question in my mind.
Would your preference be to stay at corner now?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm just getting better at it, so you know, why stop?
At what point did you thoroughly feel comfortable at corner?
Maybe after, really after the Detroit game, you know, when I got a, you know, kind of took like a shot in the gut after that game, you know, I kind of locked in, you know, like I locked in all week in practice, you know, ever since then, you know, I'm starting to get a little more comfortable out there on the numbers.
When did the game start to slow down for you?
I mean, really the Patriots game, you know, when, I mean, I did a lot of film study, but, I mean, I don't know. I was extra locked in after that, you know, Detroit game. And then that's when things really started slowing down.
Who is your biggest mentor in this locker room in terms of being more comfortable at that spot?
I'll say E.J. Biggers. He, you know, through the reps in practice, you know, I was going with the ones, and he was coaching me up on my technique on the sideline. I mean, he was, you know, giving me positive feedback, giving me confidence. And, yeah, I mean, obviously that just helped me grow.
Was this situation for you, being a young player making a transition from the college to the pros and watching it start to unravel, players grumbling, and all of a sudden the inevitable, the coach getting fired, was this kind of an uncomfortable season for a first-year guy like you?
Not uncomfortable, but, I mean, it was definitely a new experience. I never went through a head coaching change, especially, you know, kind of before the season was over. So that was a new thing. You know, I kind of wondered how guys around here would, you know, kind of how – they would take in the locker room, how the energy would be, you know, the next day. So, I mean, you know, went through all that and how the week of practice was going to go, how the game was going to go. I mean, it was a lot to learn from that.
This was a team that had so much talent on paper before the season began. You looked the way it unraveled for you. What was sticking your mind the most as you closed the season out now?
Really, what sticks in my mind, just kind of the team unity we had here. Yeah, especially in the DB room, you know, kind of the stories I hear from them, the other guys, how they're in other teams and how they really weren't as tight, you know, as we were. I mean, kind of makes me appreciate, you know, a lot more. Kind of sad, you know, we all got to break up, but I mean, that's just how it is. But I definitely appreciate it, though.
I remember after the Jets game, and again, after you got thrown in the Detroit game, you were talking about how the first thing on your mind was not getting beat deep, but at some point that seemed to disappear. I mean, your confidence level got to a point where that, you know, you just played ball. When did that come? After the Detroit game?
Yeah, after the Detroit game. Really, after the, it was like maybe second series in the Patriots game when Tom Brady just tried to just chunk it up deep to my side. And yeah. Really, after that play, that's when the confidence really started building up. So, like, once I know, like, you know, I can run with these guys deep, then after that, you know, I just start building confidence.
Yeah. We're going up against Odell on yesterday. You were up on him. I mean, there didn't seem to be any desire to back up on him. I mean, you were
pressing him. No, I just had to play my technique. You know, can't. I don't really believe changing my game plan for, you know, another receiver. So I just got to play my game and know how I play it.
How will you spend the offseason as far as training and getting ready for your second year?
Really doing a lot of press techniques, yeah. Getting the feet quicker. Kind of things I know I can take away is getting my hips a lot looser and getting the feet quicker, working on my eyes to get better. But, I mean, you know, that just comes with time. You know, right now I'm just going to relax for the first, you know, couple months, you know, and then get my mind back to it.
Are you going back to Utah, going back to Texas?
Probably not Utah because, I mean, it's a little too cold, but.
You don't ski.
Yeah, I know. But I'll definitely be going back home to my family in Houston.
You talked about staying at corner just for the continuity of it. Do you care what the next scheme is, or is it just staying at corner for you?
Yeah, just staying at corner. I mean, I just play, you know, if they change the scheme up, change the defense, you know, that's something I have to adjust to. So, but really, yeah, just stay at corner.
Expecting me the starter here going forward?
I mean, can't expect anything. All I know is just got, you know, next year's going to be a new batch of guys. So, really, I just, the only thing I can do is just keep getting better and just keep playing like I know how to play.
How did the rookie year go based on what you expect?
I mean, it was, I didn't know what to expect my rookie year. It went up and down, you know, had growing pains, you know, sitting on the sideline for a while watching, and then they threw me in the fire, and then it was just a rough game. But really ever since then, you know, I've been progressing, you know, kind of finally figuring out how the NFL works, how each week works, and, you know, now I just can't wait for next season.